Welcome to the Dark Star Adventure Cast, where the stars are cold, the void is endless, and dangers lurk in every shadow. Out here, trust is a gamble, and survival is never guaranteed. On tonight's Adventure Cast...
I'm chugging it down, and I'm asking for a second.
He said take a leak, but I don't know if I believe him.
Nobody go up in there for at least 10-15 more minutes. God damn!
Boy, I really overthought that one.
So sit back and enjoy. This is the Dark Star Adventure Cast. Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Star Adventure Cast, where we last left our crew. They were on Kamiri 4. They had just met a very nice guard who owned a billiards hall, and curious, they decided to trudge on down there and see what it's all about. They are also looking for a port to connect to that is beyond the firewall so that they can deliver a message to the Neon Lames that show the superiority of the Drift Rats on this station. After doing this, the Drift Rats promises them that they will give them access to the docking bay where their ship is kept. So, everyone, you are making your way down the space station halls to Rogers Billiards Hall, and it's not long before you see the big old neon sign with an R on it. It tells you you've arrived. Next to Rogers is a locked door, and Felix, when looking at your network map, you can see that one of the firewalled ports that you so desire is just on the other side of that door.
Are these like, what kind of doors are they?
They're stout metal retracting doors. They're split down the middle, and they're like Star Trek doors. Whoop, and they open.
What's like the entrance mechanism, like the locking mechanism on them?
There is no handle or lock, but there is a control panel next to each one of them that assumably in some way you would interface with that to input a code or a thumbprint or something like that. You're not sure yet.
So this is the famous Rogers, huh?
And look, it's right next to your door.
You know, I wonder if there's another way in there.
And you're still in the main corridor, so there's a lot of people around and it's bright out.
All right, well, we're here for the beer. Might as well go have it.
Yeah, let's dip in. I heard we had free drinks.
Just one round.
I walk up to the nearest staff member of Rogers.
When you go inside, you try to like zone in on who a staff member is. But the first thing that hits you is that this place is actually pretty busy. And you realize it is the end of this space station's day. So the lights are starting to dim. It's getting on towards sunset and dinner, and people are starting to leave their jobs. It's pretty busy in here. There's probably 50 people. In a space that's probably at capacity with 50 people, whatever that looks like, 100 square feet, we'll say. There's 5 pool tables, and there's a long metal bar that has no like front paneling, so you can see the bartender's legs as they're like walking back and forth and talking to patrons sitting on metal stools. There is a woman in the back of the bar talking to Roger, and when you come in, Roger goes, "Hey!" and he waves you over.
Hey, Roger. And I go over.
Yo, Roger.
I was just telling my wife. I was explaining who you. I didn't have your names, unfortunately. So I was just telling my wife, if the new people come in, they get a free drink. There's not a lot of new people around here. So these are them. These are them.
What a nice guy your husband is. Yeah, I was just thinking that as well. How are we going to stay in touch? But this is great.
Yeah, he's the best. He's always giving out free drinks, which is great for our business. Will it be?
I'll take a beer. And I put down 5 credits.
Roger says, oh, no. Your money's no good here. For the first round. Your money's perfectly good for the second.
Thank you. Thanks, Roger.
His wife takes the credits. And pours each of you a beer. She says, welcome to Rogers. There's pool tables over there. It looks like most of them are taken up. You might be able to find one in the back. And first round's on us, of course. And we have more than just beer here. So if you're looking for potato vodka, we have potato vodka. If you're looking for potato vodka that we tried to make taste like rum, you came to the right place. And those are the 3 things we have. And we have water.
I'll take some of that.
We don't have a lot of that.
Oh.
Okay. I guess we could give you a little bit of our... very precious water.
I have a martini, but if you could just wave vermouth over the top of some of that there potato vodka, I'm real happy.
You each have a beer that most of you seem to be ignoring.
I'm chugging it down, and I'm asking for a second. Oh my gosh.
I slide mine over to Haley.
Roger has moved away, and his wife.
Oh, jeez.
His wife, who has failed to introduce herself, and Roger did not give her name before or now.
Nor did we give ours.
Nope.
Just kind of stares at your various ways of ordering a drink. And then the son comes over, who you heard his name before as Axel. He says, "Hey, Mom, I got these ones. Offworlders, am I right?" She kind of rolls her eyes at you and she goes, "As long as your credits clink on the counter, I don't care who you are. Welcome to the Neon Fang territory." And she walks off and starts taking care of other patrons. Axel says, "Don't worry about my mom. She's been working the bar longer than I've been alive, and I think that's longer than anyone should have to stand on their feet to work. What can I get you?"
"Well, I think Haley needs another beer."
"This is your Haley?"
"Yeah, I'm Haley with two Y's."
"You want a napkin?"
"Yeah."
Okay. He gives you a rag, and he kind of like motions at your upper lip as he's pouring you another beer.
Rough.
"Hey, I know our beer ain't that good. Drink a little slower." No. So he's going to take all of your orders. You relay the same orders that you gave before. But when it gets to Felix, a man that you didn't notice before who's sidled up next to you at the bar flicks out a little cylinder from his sleeve. He says, "I don't know if I should say want to buy a death stick," but that's the situation. So we're going to say death sticks are officially canon in this game. And he flicks out a death stick and he goes, "Hey, kid, want to buy a death stick?"
"Yeah, what are you running?"
"You don't want to sell him death sticks."
What's a death stick?"
"Mind your own business."
He reaches into his coat and he takes out four different cigarette looking cylinders with four different colors on the filters. "I got four different types. It's not just potency, it's also type of high. Now, this one," he lowers three of them. He's doing his all with one hand. He lowers three of them and keeps the one with the red filter sticking up. "This one will fuck you up real good. You'll be pulling a Sherlock Holmes. You'll be sticking around inside your house doing nothing, just being high." I don't know why that's the druggie that comes to mind.
That's the Sherlock Holmes, really.
He just spends all his time in opium dens when he's not solving crimes. "The other three, well, for those of you who don't even know what a death stick is, the green one, this will probably be good for you. I'm selling them for 2 credits apiece. Now, the price doesn't get any better than that."
2 credits? It's a gold mine.
"Felix, I can't condone a purchase like this, but I gotta tell you that it's a pretty good deal."
"Yeah, I'm not asking your permission, Mom." "I've got some pocket money. Don't worry about it, Dad."
Everyone's a parent to Felix. There's something happening psychologically there, but I'm not qualified to tell you what.
Yeah, I'll take 2 of those reds.
"Okay, 2 reds it is."
I slide him the credits up in my pocket. I pat him for when the job's done.
"Oh, a job, you say?" He pats you on the back and he says, "A couple victory cigars."
I don't smoke. It's bad for your health."
I meant the death sticks are your cigars. It was a metaphor. Mm. Or a symbolism.
Interesting.
"Anyway, enjoy the party. I mean the bar." And he walks off, obviously high himself. "Haley, make sure you get rid of those 5 credits because Axel's mom, Roger's wife, did take those. Part of why Felix wanted to come in here is he was wondering if there was an alternate entrance into the spot next door."
"I'd like to go around kind of checking out what might be some weak competition, at least looking like that. But really what I'm looking for are ports adjacent to one of the walls that was next to the sealed door."
Okay, awesome. So as you do that, I need you to roll. So it's a dexterity exert roll. So you actually don't do very good at the gaming. The people here probably play pool every night because there's not a lot else to do here in the Neon Fang section of Chimera. But near the front door where you came in, there's a lot of, you know, accoutrement on the walls. A lot of paintings and beaded curtains and badges and stickers and all kinds of crap all over the walls. But it's a very clean establishment. It's just very cluttered. Amidst all of that, near the front door on the wall that is shared with the room next door, you do see a port.
I throw down a couple of credits just to make it look realistic. Make sure that my spiked neon fang hair really helps me blend in. Make my way over to Felix afterwards and point out, "Check out that port over there."
"Oh, hold on, let me look." I pull up my map to see if that would be a valid port for me to use for the hack we need to deploy.
It is not within the firewall. So you're actually going to have to get inside of that room to use that port.
I look over and I'm like, nah, man, I got to get through. I got to get into the other room.
Well, do we see like a back door that goes to like the kitchen or something, or any door that goes in the direction of that hallway from inside of Roger's? Because otherwise we're going to have to hack a door in the main hallway, and that might not be something you want to do.
So you're specifically looking around for like the kitchen, the doorway, stuff like that. So the bar is on the wrong side. It's on the wrong wall. It's on the opposite wall.
Okay.
But there is a door that leads in that direction way in the back of the bar on the shared wall.
And is Felix's map of like a physical map too, or is it literally just a network map?
It's a network map.
Okay, so Robert points out the panel and Felix turns it down. I say to Felix, well, what about that door there? Does that go to the same place, you think? Maybe we could check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot. Why don't you go look? Come back and let me know.
What else is over there?
There's a pool table with a bunch of people around it, and there's a jukebox.
Oh, I'm going to go see what's on the jukebox.
Already abandoning the mission. This game master just played you like a fiddle. You walk up to the jukebox.
The jukebox is conveniently in the direction that I want to be in.
There's a jukebox off in the corner, and you make your way towards it. It's an old-fashioned jukebox. Of course, it's all digital. There's no physical media. But it's old-fashioned in the way where a lot of the bands and singers are of several generations back, probably from when the space station was first built.
Can I see that door from here pretty close?
Yeah, it's right next to you.
Is it same kind of like sliding opening door?
Yeah, it's a sliding opening door, and there is a keypad. So you're kind of flipping through, like you're pretending to use the jukebox as you're taking a look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you see like the Void Reveries, the Astro Suns. You actually recognize a couple of these. The Solar Wardens ended up, this is their first album before they really got good, but they ended up becoming like a classic. So people even your age still listen to them 60 years later.
Oh, wow.
So right now, the song Circuit Swords by Black Hole Bloom is just pumping over the speakers.
Classic.
And while you're listening to that and flipping through this and observing the door, Axel walks up to the door and simply presses his hand to the sensor, and the door opens, and he walks through, and the door shuts behind him.
I'm gonna need his hand.
maybe it's any hand.
In marriage.
A few minutes later, he comes back out carrying a box and walks over to the bar.
So I pick a classic on the jukebox. What is it, like one credit to play a song?
Yeah, what do you want? You want Gravity Well, Nebula Cult, Astro Suns?
Give me the Gravity Well.
Okay, cool. So it's like a heavy, intense rock band with a lot of like electronic beats. So you play their number one single that you can remember, which is Redshift Revelry.
Mm, that was a good one. I remember listening to that one, you know, doing missions back on my home planet before I got framed and went to jail.
Yeah, probably when you get your first kiss was to Redshift Revelry.
Yep.
Total bop.
It's a total bop.
Great song to go with cutting someone's hand off.
Robert's already cut his hand off.
Oh my gosh.
I come back to the table with this classic song playing. And I say, well, it looks like they're going in and out of there with a handprint sensor.
Oh, those are hard to fool. I mean, not impossible, but I can't really hack in very, very easily, you know, without being noticed. And we don't even know if I can get into the system from that side. I'm like twisting my death stick around on my fingers as I'm talking. One of my death sticks. I don't know. Haley, what do you think?
Just don't cut his hand off.
Axel comes over as you're talking, and he puts his hand flat on the bar right in front of you. And he goes, hey, do any of you need another round? His hand is just sitting there so tantalizingly on the bar.
No, I'm good, boss. Thanks.
He flexes his hand slightly. It's right there. Just factually, there's a hand on the bar in front of you.
I'm good.
Sure is, yeah.
Okay, well, let me know if you want another drink. I'd be happy to give you a hand. And he walks off.
That was eerie.
He said let him know if we need a hand.
Yeah, it's consent. And he comes back. Oh, I forgot to tell you. If you need the bathrooms, they're back there. There's a little bit of a storage area. You just walk past it. There's the bathrooms.
How do we get in that door?
Just wave your hand in front of the sensor.
Oh, cool. Oh, good. I gotta go. So, thanks.
Thanks. I'll take another beer.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And I know my mom took credits for you. I'm gonna give you this one for free. He pours you a beer. Strangely enough, not out of a tap. They're pouring beer right out of like a jug.
Good old jug of beer.
It's fine. I have Red Revelry playing in the background. I have my beer in front of me, and I...
Not cutting a man's hand off.
Not cutting a guy's hands off.
Way to give us a hand, Axel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he gives you the beer and he turns to you, Captain Thorne, and he says, I thought I saw you over there. Did you put on Redshift Reverie?
Yeah, it's a classic.
It is a classic. I mean, I didn't think people off station would even have heard of Gravity Well. You know they're from here.
No, I didn't know that. You're kidding me.
Gravity Well was my grandfather's time, but they rock so hard.
It's true.
It's true. It's true. Them and Nebula Cult, they're both...
I didn't get into them as much, but you're totally right. They're the same kind of sound. They're both good.
I do like Nebula Cult quite a bit, but where Gravity Well walked, as they say, Nebula Cult rocked.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Felix, you're walking back to the jukebox area.
Yeah, we gotta go take a leak. I put my hand over the sensor on the door.
It opens up.
I shake my head. Boy, I really overthought that one.
On the other side is a smallish room, probably 15 by 15 feet, full of storage racks. There's all kinds of stuff back here, including jugs of alcohol. So they really trust people here.
Apparently.
If you just keep walking straight, 10 feet forward, there is another door that assumably runs to the bathroom. On the wall to your right is another door with a key access pad on it.
I didn't communicate with y'all before I went back here to say what kind of time I need.
Oh, you can't tell them now.
I can't tell them now.
I hope it was 10 minutes.
I'm going to hook into the keypad on the locked door.
Did you tell them if it was a number one or a number two? Because that might tell them how long you're going to be.
He said take a leak, but I don't know if I believe him.
He should be back by now.
So I am going to hook in to the keypad to try to open the door.
I thought you had to go to the bathroom.
I can hold it. I'm a big boy.
So you lied to Axel? Oh, my God.
No, he's going to hold it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to go. I'm just going to hold it.
Okay. With eyeballs afloat, you plug into the jack. Okay. So go ahead and give me your programming or hacking roll.
It's pretty good.
Oh, damn. What a good roll. So with a 10, you easily hack through this incredibly low security data port. And you now have access to the lights in this room, the environmental systems of the bar and this room and the bathroom. And you also have access to the opening, closing, and security measures of this specific door.
Out of curiosity, what are the security measures of this door?
Nothing lethal. There's no like turrets that pop out, but it takes a code. If the wrong code is inputted 3 times, the door locks down until an administrator's code is put in.
I'm going to open the door.
Okay. The door slides open and reveals the room that you could have gotten to from the main corridor. So there's a door that leads like directly across the room, leads out into the main corridor, and there's a bunch of storage boxes in here, and then there's an actual honest to God computer terminal attached to the wall, not just a simple port.
I step into the room, and if the door doesn't automatically close behind me, I close behind me. I scan the room quickly to see if anything looks I'm being monitored in any way, and then I sit down at the computer terminal.
There is a camera in the corner. It is on a swivel mount, and it does not swivel to track you.
Does its arc cover the terminal?
It's on a swivel mount, but the swivel mount's not moving. Sorry.
Oh, it's not moving at all. Okay.
Yeah, it's not tracking you, and it's not moving, and it's not pointing at you currently. It is pointed at the terminal, however.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Outside the room, the Redshift Reverie by Gravity Well ticks off, and Solar Warden comes on. So you hear just the super hard rock and metal beats with the atmospheric cosmic influences of their predecessors kind of beating through the wall at you here in this random closet in the Neon Fang territory.
I point at Axel and then I point enthusiastically at the jukebox like, oh, this one too.
This one's really good, bro.
I just thumbs up him.
Hang on to your butt cheeks. And he pours you a free beer. His mom scowls.
I give it to Haley.
His mom scowls deeper.
Haley's gonna get wasted, guys. You better be careful out there.
Yeah, Haley's on beer 3.
Beer 3 may just hit harder.
That unlocks her drunken master ability. You don't even know yet.
Yeah. Thorne doesn't drink on company time. I'm not going to jail again.
You're not gonna drink for months?
We'll see what happens.
He's gonna do the drugs with me instead. It'll be fine. I don't have time to fuss around with the camera, so I just sit down at the terminal and I get to work.
Okay, I'm going to need an additional programming or hacking roll.
That was a really bad roll. I'm going to re-roll that as an expert.
Yes, okay. Yes,
so
good call.
That's like your special skill as an expert, right? You can re-roll a failed roll?
Yeah, once per scene.
Great choice.
Yep. So I'm going to re-roll that and hope that it's better. That's a 10.
A 10, nice. Okay, so you start to program and you're like, no, no, this isn't right. And you back out of what you quickly realize is an incredibly amateur tracking program that was entrapping you. A false road, a dead end in the code. You're going deeper and deeper along a network path that was simply going to reveal who you are and what your motivations were. But you chopped that line of programming off and you went down a different path. You know, as I describe this as a software engineer, I don't, even as a person who's been a software engineer for 17 years, I don't know how to describe hacking.
It's pretty easy. You just have to make a GUI interface in Visual Basic.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, there's no cinematic hacking. Yeah, the oil dripping off of your nose, your glasses barely hanging on for dear life. You tap some things on the keyboard.
I pull out a second keyboard from my backpack.
Yeah, you use both keyboards at once. Four more hands come in. They're all typing it on all the keyboards.
No, but I locate a copy of the image that I need to upload on the local network, and I type in the text that I need. I didn't write it down.
Better a rat in the drift than a king in a cage.
Oh, the GM's so nice, he didn't make me actually remember it. And I type all that in.
Along with the drift rat's insignia.
Yep.
Do you do it in ASCII, or do you have a graphic?
I see if I can find a graphic on the local network.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's tons of drift rats logos out there.
I find the graphic on the local network, and I plug that in. Center it nicely above the text, pick a nice font, and get it loaded up.
You actually couldn't find a Drift Rats logo on this network, but you could find a Neon Fangs one, so you just use that and erase the fangs.
Perfect.
Did you fix the colors, though, too? Make sure you fix the colors.
I did.
Yeah, make it red.
Yep, made it red.
Set a neon green.
I set it, if possible, I tried to set it with a time delay to kick off in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. So back out in the bar, you guys are kind of all watching the door. You see patrons go in and out of there over the next 10 minutes.
Maybe we should check on Felix.
Axel's behind the bar, who you've been talking to pretty intensely, Captain Thorne, says, hey, where's your friend? I thought he went to the bathroom, but a lot of other people have gone in and out. Think he's okay?
Oh, you know, he sometimes has trouble because of his prosthetics. Robert, you think you could maybe check on him? Haley, one of you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I sometimes I got to pull him off the toilet sometimes. Just let me jump in there real quick.
So, Robert, you get up from your stool and you head back to the jukebox area. You enter into the storage area, Robert. The bathroom is straight ahead of you. A man is just exiting the bathroom, and he passes you with a nod. And there's a door to your right, which is closed and has a keypad. And then there's a bunch of other storage stuff back here, like a ton of beer and food and all kinds of stuff.
I'm just worried about the guy nodding at me.
It's just a gentlemanly...
It seems harmless.
He's leaving the bathroom, giving you a nod. Take that as you will.
Mm-hmm. I took it some type of way.
Oh, man, Robert.
He's like, I just destroyed that toilet, buddy. That was the nod he gave you. Good luck in there. Or he was just saying, hey.
That's what I thought.
He also gives you that tight-lipped smile that white people give each other.
Oh, I'm so good at that smile.
I know exactly the one you mean. Yeah. Dude, yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now as well.
Not once or twice.
So he gives you that smile that we all give other white people. That is the minimal amount of recognition you could give another human. The tight-lipped
yeah.
smile. And he gives you a small nod.
A nod, yeah.
He throws a little nod on there like it's a little, like he's better than you.
Does he raise his eyebrows at all?
No, complete neutral. Okay. Oh, no, yeah. This tight smile, and he just raises his eyebrows and locks them in.
Yeah, because that's what I do every time.
And he goes back out into the bar.
After he gives me that little shining, tries to give me a little hey, what up? I step into the bathroom, and
it smells awful in here.
Perfect, because
wait,
I then, oh the greatest possible situation. I step out and go, whoo, damn, Felix is going to need a couple more minutes, y'all. We need to make some space up in here. Nobody go up in there for at least 10, 15 more minutes. God damn.
Are you yelling this across the billiards hall?
Yep.
The music is like kind of muffling you a little bit, but people hear you and they're like, oh, and they kind of back away from that area as you walk back to the bar.
It's gonna be so embarrassing for me.
So Felix,
yep.
You're finishing up in yep. more ways than one, unbeknownst to you.
As I finish too, because I'm thinking I'm gonna need an excuse for why I was so long, I pop one of the desk sticks.
Oh, okay.
and I make my way back out to the bar.
You pop it and use it, or just pop it and have it?
Oh, no, I pop it and use it.
Oh, my.
So you pop it, and it starts giving off this cloyingly sweet smell, like melted down gingerbread cookies rammed up your nostrils. It smells delicious, but it's too much. It's just too much. As you leave that area, people kind of recoil from you a little bit, and you have no idea why, and you're hobbling out and smoking your death stick.
Indoors?
Yeah, no one says anything to him. Technically, the whole space station's indoors, so I guess you gotta smoke somewhere.
There are no out of doors.
The air filtration is just as good in here as it is out in the corridor.
Does the legs good? As I rub my hips and moves you back over.
So from this point on, until you have like a good night's sleep, you're at a -1 to your 3 mental stats.
Hope you don't need those.
But you don't feel pain. So your friend Felix has made his way back to the bar after doing something to the bathroom, according to Robert, that is unhumane. Felix doesn't seem to care. He's just almost skipping up to the bar.
Sometimes you gotta give a courtesy flush. You might blow out your O-ring if you try too hard like that.
My O-rings are fine, Robert, and I blow a puff of smoke in his face.
Ooh, doggy. Okay. Are we ready to get out of here, y'all?
I'm ready to go. Let's go have some more fun.
As you're all exiting Roger's, Roger is near the door, and he goes, hey, are you heading out already? We're just getting started tonight.
Wait, what's the main attraction? Everyone's been talking about a party.
Oh, well, you know, we're getting on towards the weekend now, and it's the end of the day. Everyone's getting off work. Things are just going to keep picking up, and things are going to get wilder and wilder.
Roger, you know, I'm from, like, a pretty backwater place. What do you mean by wild?
Oh, we're going to do a lot of drinking, and we're going to play a lot of pool.
Cool.
And probably going to push the pool tables aside, and there's always a good bit of dancing that happens.
What about fighting?
Oh, well, no, we try to keep the peace here. We don't
okay,
really like...
Okay, all right, yeah, sorry.
And you just leave.
Instantly uninterested.
Oh, wait. There's no fight club?
Oh, Jesus. Well, I was worried he was going to pop up and say something like, oh, yeah, we're going to drag some of these rat people out. Because, I'm starting to get really concerned that these people are really nice.
Haley, I say too loudly, it's a prank.
Anyway, we have one more important thing at least to take care of before we can party, so we're going to go.
Yeah.
Bye, Robert.
Well, very well. You're welcome back anytime. And hey, welcome to Chimera 4. And you exit back out into the corridor and find that the stalls have been collapsed and kind of pushed back against the walls. The lights on the station have dimmed on a timer and become much warmer. Everything has a nice yellowish tint to it. It's obvious that this is their version of nighttime here on Chimera 4.
So nice out now.
Spot a screen on a wall nearby. It seems as though your hack has taken place correctly. Better a rat in the drift than a king in a cage is plastered across the screen with a high-res image of a drift rat's insignia.
Look, guys, look. it worked.
It does look pretty good.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we did what they wanted. I guess we can go get our ship now.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably just get out of here.
I could use a lie down.
Wait! You see Roger and the other guard who was kind of partying in the bar with everyone as well. They're running at you from the bar saying, wait, come back here!
What's the matter, Roger?
Are you guys kidding me?
What?
Seriously.
What?
Drinks were supposed to be on me. And he gives you back your 5 credits.
Oh, man, you guys Roger. Need the money. Stop with this.
That was for, like, Axel was just so great.
It was
like,
a fair exchange of goods and services.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it. You know, it looks like I'm off to a rough night. And he points at the screen. Some drift rats got in. We're going to have to go, you know, reboot the router. It's not a big deal. But obviously there's drift rats here, so we have to go find them. But take your 5 credits. I said the first round was on me.
Okay.
And once again, welcome to the station. You know, you're a sweet group of people, and I can't wait to get to know you a bit better. You're always welcome at Rogers.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
All my love to your family.
He waves goodbye.
I want to tell you guys, as we walk away, people so much more gullible than machines.
I'm worried about you, Felix.
I wonder what's up with his wife, though.
She's probably the one who has to pay all the bills.
That's true. That was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She does the books.
Yeah, he doesn't know that they're cripplingly poor.
Yeah. That was gonna be if they got to eat tonight.
So you make your way back up north. Docking bays, 40, 50. Finding yourself at that corridor that will lead you back to docking bay 72. Here, you have that 10-foot wall of storage containers and metal sheeting. Box is still on the wall with his friend with his sawed-off shotgun. And as you round that corner, you can already hear Box talking to his friend in that high-pitched voice. Yeah, well, yeah, 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 yeah. And then you come around the corner and he goes, hello, oh! The little drift rat wannabes have come back from the new lames territory. You hear what I said? I said new lames. It's pretty funny. That's mine. I made that up. Did you do the thing?
It's done.
I said I'd do it. Of course I did it. It's done.
Okay, calm down. Calm down, okay? Jeez. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me go get old Rustclaw. We'll determine if you did the thing good enough for Rustclaw. Just stay right here. He disappears. Comes back a moment later with Rustclaw.
Well, I saw what you did. I had both eyes firmly planted on those screens, and I was very delighted to see when that awesome logo of the Drift Rats appeared all over the station. The Neon Lames will never forget who the real gang and controller of Chimera 4 is, will they?
100%.
They were real losers.
He spits. And since there's no outside here, when he spits and you look down at his spit, you see there's like thousands of patches of dried spit on the ground.
Nice.
Which is what Rob was rolling around in.
No, that was Neon Fang territory.
Yeah, they were probably spit.
They're clean.
They have different spit.
Well, a promise is a promise. He brings you over to the side of the barricade, and a portion of it gets pushed out from the inside. And you're able to walk in, and then they grab some handles and they pull it back into place. He leads you down the corridor, past several open docking bays. Most of them are just full of like equipment and crates. Some of them are full of like, some of them have like derelict fighters in them, like broken or like most likely disrepair strike fighters, ones that probably can't run, and leads you all the way to docking bay 72. The door is shut, and there is a data pad, and there along the seam are countless scorch marks, bent metal, pry marks, blood, and then a big spray painted fuck this right across the front.
I'm gonna put in the SD card that we got in the envelope into the data pad.
No sooner do the contacts of the SD card touch the side of the port, then does this door just spring open instantly on extremely well-oiled hinges. Well, I'll be damned. Hey, and there's your merchant class ship in there. Of course, anything else in there is ours, but you're welcome to the ship.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else in there, but feel free. I pop the SD card back out and walk in.
E and two drift rats go in with you and start poking around, looking to see if there's anything else, but they're largely just ignoring you. So you go over and you use the SD card once again to open up the back. So the very, very back of the ship slides open very slowly, like a very long ramp. And that's the only way to get on and off the ship. And as it's opening, Rustclaw comes over and says, so that card just opens everything?
It opens what I need it to open.
I think we'll be taking this ship after all. Roll initiative.
No. I
that's Haley's trigger word.
I would punch him in the face halfway through that sentence.
Yeah, as soon as he even insinuated, she was ready to punch this
guy.
So I'm rolling initiative for two drift rats and one rust claw. These are not the two drift rats that were manning the front. So this is not Box and his friend. These are two other drift rats.
Oh, good. Those are our friends.
They are people you have interacted with. So it seems as though Rust Claw got the drop on you because he won the initiative roll. He quickly pulls his knife, his advanced knife, from its sheath and attempts to plunge it into Felix's chest.
Oh, no.
He hits you for 2 points of damage.
Oh, no.
I think we'll be taking this ship after all.
Haley!
Robert.
I step back, gain distance, but at an angle that gives me essentially a line of sight on him. as much as possible. Quick draw my gun with my gunslinger ability and shoot him in the face with a combat rifle.
Oh, critical hit.
Critical hit.
Okay, well, you hit him for how much damage?
Looking like a 10 piece of damage.
Oh, that is so much damage. It's so much, in fact, that you blow a hole straight through his face, out the back of his skull, and leave a scorch and blood mark along the side of your brand new ship. He collapses to the ground, letting go of the knife that is still embedded in your friend Felix's shoulder.
Well, we knew he was going to betray us. Let's clean these rats up, y'all.
The two drift rats look at each other and just run. Thorn.
Is the door to the ship open?
It is slowly opening, but it's not open yet. It's about 25% open.
Is it clear to me that the other guy is about to flee? Because if I'm still in, like, reaction mode, he might get a laser in the chest before he has a chance.
You're only sure that one of them is fleeing.
He's getting a laser in the chest then.
Ah, poor guy.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry. Felix doesn't need any more holes. So I'm going to quickly pull out my laser pistol from its holster, seeing that all this is happening in a flash. And I try to put a laser through the guy who has not yet run away and is still standing right nearby Felix. I rolled a 1.
To mirror Robert's critical hit, we now have a critical miss.
Yep.
So you take out your gun and you go to like quickly snap it up and take a shot, but you fumble it and you're like grasping to like grab your gun and make sure it doesn't just go off in someone else's face. Felix.
I just stand there reeling with the knife at my shoulder, and as his face got blown off, I just look at him for a second and I go...
Because you were also high as shit, right?
Yep.
Haley.
So I'm going to go up to the guy nearest to me and punch him in the face.
Okay.
It's very simple. It's very straightforward.
Apply fist to faces.
The guy that is fleeing and the guy that is near Felix are equidistant to you. So you get to choose.
Okay, I'm going to for the guy who's fleeing. I'm running to the guy who's fleeing.
Okay.
To punch him in the face. He's not getting out of this room.
Oh, shit.
He's got a blood rage.
They're all the same people. Like
Felix would be fine.
Yeah. They've got this.
Yeah, you miss with the 7, so you do 3 shock damage. So you run up and you punch him in the side of the shoulder and you go like, hey, attaboy.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, ah, and then he keeps running. The guy that's not fleeing takes out his auto pistol and he unleashes a barrage of bullets upon Thorn, who tried to shoot him a moment ago. 7 misses you, I assume.
It does, yeah.
A hail of bullets ricochet off the side of your shiny new ship, which is actually an old ship, but hey, it's new to you. Robert.
At this point, I start moving towards the ship. I don't want anybody activating reinforcements. I shoot the guy that's fleeing. I shoot him right in the back.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
21 to hit with 16 damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So you whip up your combat rifle and once again just decimate another combatant. Boom! You shoot right past Haley and blow out the spine of the fleeing drift rat. He collapses against the wall and slides down to the floor, leaving a streak of blood. His spine flops out of his back and clatters against the floor.
Haley is just, like, literally standing there roaring. Like, literally just going, roar!
I've got my handle on my weapon now for sure, but just in case, I put my body strategically behind that of my friend Robert and keep firing at the guy who's shooting at me. Looks like I managed to land one with a 19.
Yep, 19 hits for 2 points of damage. Okay, you shoot him with your laser pistol and you nick his shoulder and he goes, I didn't sign up for this. Felix, you have a knife sticking out of your shoulder.
Yeah, I kind of just sit on the ground looking at the knife like, ow, wait, no, ow.
Haley,
run up to whoever is this other guy and I also punch him in the face. Haley just gonna get one hit in.
You sprint up to the guy who's looking down on Felix, grasping his shoulder that he just got nicked on with a laser pistol.
Yep.
And attempt to decimate his nose and mouth.
Let's do it.
Replace his brains with pure Haley fist. Oh, and that's gonna do it with a 21. Whack, 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 whack. And he falls to the ground, a bloody pulp. Rah! And the crowd goes wild. You take his unconscious body and you get him in a headlock and you suplex him.
You two are frightening.
But he's already dead. Everyone's just watching Haley just do just various WWE moves against this guy.
Who are the rats now?
And his dead body just flopping around as he people's elbows his throat.
Oh, that's just a corpse at this point. We gots to go. We gots to go.
And you all hop into your new ship and immediately figure out how to start it, use the code, insert the SD card, use the code to unlock it, open up the hangar doors and fly out.
Can I take the knife out of my shoulder?
Sure.
And that's what happened. That's how you got here. That's how you got to this spot with a hole blown in your cargo space with Felix high as a kite, bleeding out of his shoulder, rushing down to try to patch it somehow as all of you try to shoot and evade these two drift rat spike fighters that are bearing down upon you, hell-bent on taking your ship for their own.
Had to do the death sticks.
And here we go. Round two of space combat. What would you like to do, Captain?
All right, Felix, get it together. I'm really going to need to know if you can find that hull breach. Haley, see what you can do about taking out that one fighter. Robert, see if you can take some evasive maneuvers. Felix, I'll take over the comms this round. You focus on finding that hull breach.
Robert, what would you like to do on your turn for your department?
Well, I think I'm going to keep her steady, try to maintain course, make sure that I can get Haley as clean of a shot as possible. I'm going to do my duty.
And you do your duty well. Okay, who's next, Captain?
Talk to me, Felix. What do we got?
It's all fine down here. We're all fine. So Felix is down at the hull breach with his toolkit. Luckily, it looks small enough I can manage it, so I try to put a quick fix in place. So I'm going to roll fix to fix this.
Okay, yeah, 12. Great roll. So you spend this turn hastily putting a large piece of sheet metal over the hole that was blasted in the hull. You got it mostly good. Some air is still escaping, but you're able to repressurize the cargo hold and have it stabilize.
All right, Captain, we should be good now.
Nice, that's great. I'm just going to quickly take care of the comms duties, make sure that now that the breach is dealt with, all the systems are coming up online. And then I'm going to need Haley to take a shot.
I am going to fire the multifocal laser.
Oh, here it goes. 11 is not enough to hit their armor class, unfortunately.
Haley is like still feeling super psyched up from just beating that guy's face in. So she rerolls the damage and also hits for a 1.
Nice. So using your special ability, you turn your miss into an auto hit.
Unfortunately, you only get 1 damage.
Yep.
But this guy is now taking 2 total damage. Even though he has armor, you slice through his armor like butter using the fairly weak multifocal laser.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't do a lot of damage, but it gets straight through armor.
Yeah.
Sound effects. Okay. What? Meow?
I don't know. It was a laser sound. It's slowly drifting through space.
And Captain, is that everyone on your team?
I think that is everybody.
Okay, here come the strike fighters. The first strike fighter that targeted your cargo hold targets the same area with his Reaper battery and unleashes a barrage. 16 is enough to hit your armor class. Take 9 points of damage.
Jesus.
And the second strike fighter zooms around, staying on your flank and once again targeting your rear engines. The Reaper battery booms in the soundlessness of space and hits with an 18 for 9 points of damage. Don't forget to take your armor into account, by the way. You have 2 armor.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep it together. I'm going to use the captain's action of keeping it together. In an attempt to protect the engines, I think that we take a hit to the cargo hold instead.
Okay, so you nullify that last hit. So in an attempt to not take massive damage from this hit, you run over to the controls and pivot the ship to the side. The cargo hold on the same side that Felix just fixed gets smashed in, but the compartment right next to it. You're not sure what was in there, but you see it venting into space. Whatever the previous owner had put into that cargo hold is now lost to the void.
Everybody get all powers that we can to the weapons, and let's try and get these guys off our back so we can get out of here. Robert, get ready to make a spike drive as soon as we're able.
Yes, sir.
Haley,
mm-hmm.
We're going to line you up for a shot. We're going to do the best we can. See if you can at least finish off one of them, and we can bring this down to a 1-on-1.
Okay, so what are you doing, Haley the gunner?
I'm shooting my multifocal laser.
12 is gonna miss, unfortunately.
Okay. I try again.
Ugh, worse.
Ugh.
4 misses even wider.
This is exactly what happened last time. Guys, We might need to move me to a different station.
Do I need Robert on the guns?
Possibly.
It's looking grim for you as you've lost almost half your hit points and barely scratched the strike fighters at all. They're closing in for the kill.
Yep, we have to switch it off.
Ugh. Captain, is your team done for the turn?
That's everything.
Okay, strike fighter number one moves in to shoot the cargo holds even further, trying to just decimate that whole side of the ship. The Reaper battery booms across the void of space, hitting for 6 points of damage. The second strike fighter flanks you on your aft side once again. The booms of the Reaper battery. This one misses with an 8, though. Annoyed, that strike fighter moves in for a closer shot next round.
More of that, Robert. More of that.
We could try to escape, Captain.
What do you think our chances are, Robert? Can you get us out of here?
I could certainly try.
All right, let's do it. Robert, we'll send all power to the engines. Get us out of here. I will support the bridge. Felix, do your best to make sure the systems are in order and send all power to the engines. And then Haley, you cover us.
All right.
Let's get
out of here.
Okay, and rolling for them to pursue. A 5 because of the minus 1. These unskilled pilots can't keep up with an actual Omnitech certified pilot. You rush away from them, getting out of close range combat. Now, a strike fighter can't shoot that far away. They're going to have to pursue you and succeed on the pursuit before they can attack you again. And that's exactly what they intend to do. The first strike fighter is going to roll once again. I need you to roll that exact roll again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
16. Oh, good thing you rolled that, too.
No kidding. Jesus.
16 and 9. They are unable to pursue you. They're unable to close that gap, which means they're unable to fire upon you. And it is once again your turn. Captain, what does your team do?
I'm considering the possibility of some damage control while we have the distance, but it would be taking a risk. Let's just keep going. Robert, just keep blasting us full speed.
Aye, aye, Captain. Full steam ahead. Oh, that was a big 15 on that one.
The strike fighters are unable to pursue with an 11. You are now 2 clicks away from them, far, far out of range. In fact, so far out of range, they turn back towards the space station, unwilling to attempt pursuit that far away, deeper into the sector. You have officially escaped the strike fighters and Chimera 4. Felix, you arrive back at the bridge after sealing up the cargo hold. You're safe. You've made it out of range of the strike fighters, which you notice have now turned back towards Chimera 4. Thorn is on the bridge, and of course, Robert and Haley are at their stations elsewhere. Thorn doesn't seem to have noticed yet, but your station is beeping quite obnoxiously at you.
Better go see what this is. Thorn, you didn't notice? Never mind. Let's see what we got here.
Text reads out across an old-fashioned command prompt. It reads, "Attention, vessel registration incomplete. Please provide a designation to finalize initialization protocols. This will be your ship's official name. Please choose wisely."
Oh, boy. Hey, y'all, we got one last piece of business, it looks like. The ship needs a name, or some identification, I should say. Anybody got any ideas? Maybe like JTX? 1275.
Is it weird to name a ship after your mother?
I mean, what's your mama's name? I'm just genuinely curious.
No, wait. What about the scapegoat?
I love it. A little ominous, let me tell you.
A little ominous, but it's fierce.
Whatever makes y'all happy. I just gotta punch in the words. The scapegoat, Thorn?
Yeah, go for it.
I start typing it in. What the hell's a goat?
I still want to hear about Thorn's mama.
Hey, watch it, Robert.
The terminal reads now, "Please press Y to confirm, N to try again."
Last chance. Everybody good?
I just gesture a thumbs up and a smile.
If not, we'll blame you.
Let's do it.
All right. Y.
Designation accepted. Registering vessel as the scapegoat. You will now be known by that to every spaceport, planet, and frigate you come across. I hope you chose wisely.
Tell me about it.
And with your new designation, you fly off into the great void and make your way towards Dr. Alara Voss. That's the end of our session for tonight. Let's take a moment and hear from our crew about tonight's adventure. Scott, who plays Felix, what was running through your character's mind during this adventure?
Well, it was started out like an interesting day, but, you know, ended up like many others. Hacked some computers, did some drugs, fixed some holes in spaceships. Just overall, ended up having a pretty good time.
Stephanie, who plays Haley.
Haley was like crazy psyched because she's been chasing after her sister. She's in a team now with Robert Ross, who famously also worked with her on the Strike Unit 6. And now she's off on her own adventure. So she's excited, perhaps overly excited, given her bloodthirsty nature that I think she's a little shocked by. But she was also very pleased that she did, again, follow in her sister's footsteps by not being able to shoot shit in space. This went better, though.
Doja, who played Robert Ross.
Well, some things didn't quite go as I expected. Now, I did get to get greasy. That was great. Love that. Everybody knew I was a spectacular distraction. Blended right in as a neon fang. Got to be a good distraction for my buddy Felix. Got to watch Haley slam some dudes. And then, well, let's just say miss some shots. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It happens to everybody. Thorn, you ran a tight ship. Great job. That's why you're our captain. And you know what? We had to run away. Not for the first time, but it's to fight again another day.
And Captain Thorn, played by Brian.
Well, this definitely wasn't the kind of mission I was expecting, but it's the most action that I've seen since I joined up with this corporation. Last time a big corporation sent me on a mission that didn't go as planned, I ended up in prison for way less than what we did today. Definitely need to keep my eyes on Robert and Haley. They definitely know what they're doing, and I don't want to get on their bad side. And I'm worried that Felix is going to get us in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's our game for tonight. Thanks for listening, and please join us next time on the Darkstar Adventure Cast. If you're enjoying the show and want to dive deeper into the lore, please check out our Patreon. You'll get ad-free, early access to every episode, plus a whole bunch of bonus content, including the Star Master logs, where I personally break down how the campaign's put together, what I'm planning, what I'm improvising, and what secrets are still waiting in the dark. You'll also get Haley's notes ripped straight from her old-school analog notebook, as well as exclusive character insights, behind-the-scenes glimpses you won't hear in the main show, and much more. Support the mission at patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast. And as always, thanks for listening, and keep following that signal.